And now we're joined by Dan Lederman. He is chair of the South Dakota Republican Party. He joins us on the phone now. Dan Lederman, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Give us an idea of, you know, it's a celebration. Republicans did very well overall. Are there lessons from this election that you will take forward in the coming months?
Things that we've learned is to get our advertising in order for in certain mediums. We definitely dominated in the social media area, but we could have started earlier on that. That was probably the most effective low-cost form of advertising. So as far as lessons for strategy, social media is king when it comes to getting a message out quickly and cheaply and getting that done as soon as possible. Other than that, I mean, there's a lot of things to be learned about the ground game. We have a lot of after-action review that we will be doing over the next several weeks with our counties to learn what was working with our county groups in Pennington, Minnehaha County, all over the state. So that's a lot of just information gathering from our central committee members and then processing that and then coming up with a better strategy for 2020.
Right. So here's something we've been talking about a little bit this hour, and that's Kristi Noem being the first female governor in the state. And I've been talking about how I received letters, you know, that were directed to, you know, it felt like they were directed to me as a woman, as a mother. You know, other women were signed, you know, here's a letter with other women who support her, elect, you know, it's been 100 years since women gained suffrage, elect a first female governor. And then Kristi Noem, you know, sort of a lot of people are saying that's not really why people went to the polls. They didn't, you know, they didn't cast her vote based on gender. Do you have any data on that? Were those, you know, the Facebook video with the little girls, you know, some of the campaign communication that was directly targeted toward that historic moment, do you think it was successful, or do you think it was, you know, no, it really didn't make an impact and people voted for Kristi because she was Kristi?
I think it made an impact, but not with the demographic that you would think.
Okay.
As a father of two daughters, I felt that the message of empowerment for women in politics was extremely powerful with the fathers of daughters with men, because as a person in politics, as a man in politics, we want to see opportunities open up for all. And having daughters, you want the best for your daughter. And when we saw that ad, it really moved us because it spoke to those parents out there that look at the way we were 50 years ago and how girls were encouraged to do certain jobs and boys were encouraged to do other jobs. And those barriers have broken down. And as the Republican Party, we wanted to craft a message that really spoke to not to identity politics. We wanted to craft a message that spoke to people who wanted to empower women's voices and speak to parents of young people to show them that you can achieve anything, no matter what gender you are.
I want to talk a little bit about the visit of Vice President Mike Pence and President Trump at some point during the campaign. How much do you think that energized Republican voters in the state?
I think the Pence visit was extremely important for West River voters, where we had where we had seen through our surveys and our polling that we needed to bolster our Republican votes in the west part of the state. So having him at that time in that place was a huge shot in the arm, and it really unified people who had been on the outer parts of our tent looking at things and wondering who they should vote for. When they listened to Pence speak and they heard the values and the important issues that the Republican Party has going for it, it really brought them back into the fold, the people that were on the fringe, undecided voters. So I think that it was extremely important. It really brought home our West River vote and unified our party in the state.
Dan Lederman is the chair of the South Dakota Republican Party. Dan, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.